From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A jury has found former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife guilty of multiple political corruption charges. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the one-time rising Republican star could now face decades in prison.
Jurors found the couple guilty of corruption, fraud, bribery, and selling the prestige of the governorship in exchange for more than $170,000 in gifts and loans from a wealthy CEO. McDonnell had insisted he did no special favors for businessman Johnny Williams, but the heart of the couple's unusual defense was their marriage. They said it was so broken they were barely speaking, let alone conspiring, and their testimony featured embarrassing details of a turbulent private life. Prosecutors had insisted such claims were all for show, and jurors clearly agreed. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit has become the third federal appeals court to strike down gay marriage bans. As NPR's Nita Totenberg explains, this time bans on same-sex marriage in Wisconsin and Indiana were invalidated.
Writing for the unanimous three-judge court, Judge Richard Posner, a Reagan appointee, said that Wisconsin and Indiana have given the court no reasonable basis for forbidding same-sex marriage. These cases at their deepest level are about the welfare of American children, he said. The argument that the states press hardest is that they seek to encourage marriage between a man and a woman as a way of protecting children who are often the product of accidental pregnancies. And if the biological parents aren't married, the children are often abandoned to a single parent or foster care. Overlooked by this argument, said Posner, is that many of those children are adopted by homosexual couples and would be better off emotionally and economically if their adoptive parents were married. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Actress and comedian Joan Rivers has died at a New York hospital. Rivers, who was rushed to Mount Sinai Hospital in New York last week after she stopped breathing during a surgical procedure, was surrounded by members of her family. In a 2010 interview on the NPR program Fresh Air, Rivers, one of the first women to break through comedy's Old Boy Network in the 1960s, talked about her motivation.
I think I'm opening doors not just for women comedians. I never think about women. I think just always trying to push for myself, push the boundaries, make them listen to the truth, and laugh about it.
Rivers had an active career working right up until her death, both as a comic and appearing on television. Joan Rivers was 81 years old. Worker productivity took a bump up in the April through June quarter. That followed a big decline in the first quarter of this year. The Commerce Department says the amount of output per hours worked increased at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 2.3% in the second quarter, up sharply from the first quarter's 4.5% decline. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 8 points to close at 17,069. The Nasdaq was down 10 points today. You're listening to NPR. U.S. aid agency now says it will spend $75 million for additional Ebola treatment facilities in Liberia, including an additional 1,000 beds for those sickened by the deadly disease. The U.S. Agency for International Development also saying it will buy additional protective suits for healthcare workers and calling on American medical workers to respond to the outbreak. The latest outbreak has claimed just under 2,000 lives and sickened many more. The region's struggling healthcare systems have buckled under the pressure of the outbreak, which has largely been in West Africa. Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department will expand its investigation in Ferguson, Missouri, to see if there's a pattern of discrimination in the city's policing practices. St. Louis Public Radio's Dury Buscarin has more.
At a barber shop a few streets away from where a Ferguson police officer shot and killed an unarmed teenager, resident Richard Ivey says that people of color are more likely to be pulled over and ticketed, even harassed by police.
The world don't see with the police reacting and how they react to black people. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just a Ferguson thing.
On the other side of town, Susan Ankenbrand says she thinks the police do an excellent job and, as a former city councilor, thinks of the city as diverse and well-integrated.
To see this community held up as this racist area is just so painful.
Ankenbrand says she doesn't deny that racial profiling happens in Ferguson, but rejects the idea that it's more prevalent here. For NPR News, I'm Dury Buscarin.
Demonstrators today in a number of major cities, including New York and Detroit, by protesters unhappy over worker wages at Burger King and McDonald's, as well as some other fast food chains. They want fast food chains to raise their wages to at least $15 an hour. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.